because of half term. It's not operating this morning, but we normally run a tradecraft and Zaytun stall that supports charities in the developing world every other week here after the main service. People have sometimes said to me, well, I don't like to buy things from them because I can get it more cheaply from Lidl. And I think, you really haven't got the point, have you? It's not about doing ourselves a favour by shopping in these sorts of places. It's by doing someone else a favour, trying to encourage economic development and fair trade in other parts of the world. However modestly, just the one little thing that we get is the one tiny contribution. And that's more worth making than not making any contribution at all. And then practically still, we can hold our politicians' feet to the fire, and we can insist that they must take seriously a share of distribution of the good things in the world, and that you mustn't think of international aid budgets as soft targets. Now, there are, of course, enormous difficulties about the distribution of aid, and it's perfectly true that lots of money gets given in good faith by developed countries and ends up, through local corruption, in numbered Swiss bank accounts controlled by corrupt leaders in various parts of the world. That's undeniably a fact. But we mustn't let that become our excuse for not thinking seriously about how we amend the structural imbalances of the world. Clementine is very lucky. In the lottery of life, she's pretty much drawn a golden ticket to be born in this country at this time with all that we have. She's extraordinarily fortunate among the millions of children that were born in the world in the month that she was born. And we all have a responsibility, as she will have a responsibility when she grows, to think, how do I use that golden ticket? How do I share the good fortune that is mine? Then there are two non-practical things that we can do. First of all, in the spirit of what I've just said, cultivate the habit of gratitude. We need to realize how fortunate we are. We're not desperate, so desperate, that we'll clamber into a refrigerated container and be locked inside in the dark, not knowing what will happen to us. We don't have to run those kinds of risks. How lucky we are. We should cultivate a deliberate habit of gratitude for our good fortune. And we should pray. We should pray. We should pray for everybody who's involved in this. We should pray for families that are anxious about their loved ones. We should pray for those who are the victims of smuggling, of trafficking. We should pray actually for the traffickers, these wicked, inconceivably wicked people, that they may see how wicked they are, that some moment of self-realization may come to them, that they may repent of their wickedness and turn. And we must pray for ourselves, for our spirit of compassion to remain alive. What good does prayer do? Well, it's hard to say in detail, but I'm utterly convinced that if we all prayed, if we all prayed seriously and with discipline about these things, then compassion is let loose in our universe, and that can do no one any harm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.